Egyptian security forces have clashed with anti-government protesters in the city of Suez for the second night in a row. Demonstrators chanted slogans against President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, calling on him to step down. Police fired tear gas and rubber and live bullets to disperse the crowd. On Friday, clashes also took place in several cities, including the capital, Cairo. A recent round of demonstrations began with an online call by exiled Egyptian businessman Mohamed Ali, who accused Sisi of corruption. Sisi's been ruling Egypt with an iron fist since the army ouster of the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, in 2013. Political commentator Colin Cavill says Egyptians feel that a revolution in 2011 against longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak has been lost.
The Egyptian people at this point feel that the revolution is lost, and they feel that they are being silenced no matter whatever little voice they give forth to their loss of democratic rights, their rights to freedom of speech, their rights to freedom of association. They are being tortured, killed, and suppressed on a very massive basis. So yes, I do feel that their revolution has died. Mr. Sisi has to be concerned because he gets his funding from Saudi Arabia. And with the recent drone strikes on Saudi Arabia by the Yemeni liberation fighters that have cut the Saudi oil production in half, he has to be concerned about long-term funding from his sponsor, Saudi Arabia. And he does not have any other supporters other than Saudi Arabia and the United States. And the United States, I'm not sure, is going to be able to supply him with the billions of dollars that Saudi Arabia has done over the last few years.